I love producing, I love creating, and I think that majority of everyone who listens to the show enjoys doing the same thing. And I also think having this balance between consumption and production is important. If we're just producing all our lives and don't consume, not a very fulfilling life. And then if we just people who want to retire, and I don't like that word because it means put out of service, but people just want to consume for the rest of their lives, I think that's going to be an empty life as well.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and today's topic is titled, What Are We Working For? I am doing this recording for the show up at Heavenly Valley, Lake Tahoe, with my beautiful wife and boy, and having a good time skiing. I can tell you, I can't emphasize being a workaholic all my life, how it can be very challenging for me to hit the off switch. It's something that I keep improving on year after year. So I've hired expensive mentors for and surrounded myself with great mentors to learn how to hit the off switch. I love producing. I love helping the clients that I help. I love making a difference. I love doing the show as the host of this podcast. And to hit the off switch and just play and relax can be very challenging when you're running several companies. But what I can say, and I also share that this weekend, seems like pretty much every weekend this year, which I'm not supposed to be doing, but working on that. Sometimes we just got to be out of balance so we can get back into balance. But I can tell you this weekend, it was just so easy for me to say, you know what, we're not coming up to Lake Tahoe. Stay here at the office and do what I need to do because everything's going on. All great things. But I'm so grateful that I have my wife and son to hold me accountable. This is our spring break. We've planned this for a while, and I owe my little monster more and more skiing lessons and having a great time on the mountain. And I can tell you that by being able to hit the off switch, I'm staying at one of the most beautiful areas. I've lived up in the Lake Tahoe area for a long time, and I've skied almost every ski resort. First time I've had the opportunity, made the time to go ski Heavenly Valley, and I had such a blast, specifically just the other day, where a client I've worked with for years who's become a friend, a pilot, very accomplished pilot, flies the big planes, and a very great skier, and it was very kind of him to come up and give me a great tour of the entire mountain yesterday, and a lot of fun runs, and all the ski resorts up here have beautiful views. I would argue Heavenly Valley, the views I got to see from some of these runs, best views in Tahoe. And what a great experience. And what I also found, and by the way, total tangent, but the clients I work with that are pilots, I so admire how methodical they are of what they do in their careers, the physical checklist, the mental checklist that they go through to fly these planes, all the forethought that they put in, very, very proactive so that they have to be less and less reactive when they're flying these planes. But then you see how it carries over to everything in life that they do. Just skiing with my friend yesterday, just how methodical he is from edge to edge turns to his attire, to his boots, all of it, right? The precision. And so grateful for getting to ski with him yesterday, and grateful for being on vacation with my family. And what are we working for? And so I love producing and creating, but, and I've seen this over and over, I doubt 5, 10 years from now, or 20 years from now, 30 years from now, it sounds extreme, maybe trite, sitting on my deathbed, oh, I wish I worked even harder. Being able to create these memories with my wife, create these memories with my son, when our daughter's able to join us and friends and family, those trips are everything. And they also, from a productive standpoint, create a lot of great ideas as well. And so what are we working for? I love producing, I love creating, and I think that majority of everyone who listens to the show enjoys doing the same thing. And I also think having this balance between consumption and production is important. If we're just producing all our lives and don't consume, not a very fulfilling life. And then if we just, people who want to retire, and I don't like that word because it means put out of service, but people just want to consume for the rest of their lives, I think that's going to be an empty life as well. And having this really nice balance between consumption and production, I feel is a great way to live life. And be able to consume this week, enjoy the mountain, enjoy the hotel, enjoy my time with family and friends is wonderful. And obviously I'm working a little bit, I'm doing the show, but I thought it'd be fun to do this episode from Heavenly Valley, Lake Tahoe, and just talk about also, On the vacation piece, it's amazing that when you hit the off switch and you're away from your cell phone, you're up at 10,000 feet in the air getting ready to drop on a nice run. Yeah, dropping on a nice run, it's amazing the different ideas that come into play. The imagination, the creativity comes in, and then you can carry that back into work refreshed and say, hey, these are some great ideas I want to implement. And so that was really this episode is, what are we working for? I think it's very important to hit the off switch. It's something I keep working on. And I can tell you, being up here at Heavenly Valley has been an absolute joy. And that type of value creates, and we're able to create more money, that's more energy, that's more time to do other things. And I'm so grateful for the successes that I have personally had, my companies have had, and which has enabled me to go out. And I'm literally so grateful for this week to be able to be up here at Lake Tahoe and be with my family and getting better and better at turning off the off switch. And my little monster wanted to share something for the show, because this is what I work for, is to get to hear thoughts and expressions from the people I love that creates an incredible amount of value for me. So the memories that get created on these vacations, this is what I work for. Like, I love serving others. I love, come over here, little buddy. So my son wanted to say hi to everyone. So Maximus, say hi, everyone.
Hi.
So last night, why, after skiing and taking him to the pool, he loves going in the cold pool with me. So he and I are playing in the pool, and he comes up and holds me. He's like, Dad, I got to tell you a secret. And so what did you tell me last night, buddy?
You're the best dad ever.
Made this whole trip everything to me. And so I asked him to share that for the show. This is what I work for. I love the clients I serve. I love the listeners of the show. But then also working to be able to hit the off switch, so that going to one of the best ski resorts in the world, what had the biggest impact on my son wasn't that piece, even though he loves skiing and loves learning to ski, and he's a little monster tearing down the hill at 5 years old when he turned 6 at the end of this week. But the moments of being in the chilly pool where I'm teaching him to swim and being with him, for him to grab me and says, Dad, I have a secret. You're the best dad ever. That's what I work for. And I think a lot of people listen to the show with families, I would argue that's what you're working for too. Those moments, the little things that have such an impact, big impact on your family. And that's what I'm working for. I think that's what you're working for. And that's why I wanted to share for this episode. And what's also too great is that the fun ideas, the imagination, the creativity comes from these type of trips, and how it carries over to the companies I run will be profound. It happens every time. And so next week, going back in the office, rejuvenated, and then having different perspectives and paradigms on things that will be implemented into my companies. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I love doing this podcast every week. I love to hear different ideas. If there's any guests like to come on, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. My email is info@eofpodcast.com. And then also another idea, I'll just share it right now. Not sure how this logistics of it, but while I was skiing yesterday, I see a lot of different people doing events over golf. And I was like, you know what? I'm not really that into golf. I'll definitely play with clients and will enjoy it. I have a tolerance for about 9 holes, then I start getting impatient. But I was thinking that maybe if of interest, and please reach out, let me know your thoughts at info@eofpodcast.com. I'm thinking maybe do an event for listeners of the show, talking about different financial topics, maybe have some speakers, and doing a pretty fun, not too big, but intimate event up at Heavenly Valley or some other ski resort, Lake Tahoe, next year, where we can have a couple workshops, go over different financial topics, but then also have an incredible time skiing at some of the best ski resorts in the country and the world. And let me know if that's something of interest to you, and maybe that's something we can pull off next year or the year after. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. I love doing this podcast, and I look forward to next week's episode. Thank you.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.